Now, I've got a guest this afternoon, and he's already turned up. We've got him well-trained. He was here nice and early. He's Roy Hands, and he's the man behind the Blues at the Farm Day, which is coming up on the 27th of June. Welcome along to the studio.
Thank you.
Roy, nice Thanks to have you here.
Yeah.
Have you had to travel very far?
From Whitford.
Oh, that's not too bad.
No.
You didn't get lost on the way here. I know we were talking about how you were going to get here.
Yeah, no, first of all, I was going to come on a train and I thought, no, I'm not good at walking, so...
Yeah, it is a couple of miles from the station,
yeah, that's right, yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Lovely to see you here.
And you, yeah.
Now, this event, it's quite something, isn't it? It's coming up on the 27th of June, as
yes,
I said.
Yes, it is.
Now, you've got a club that's always running, haven't you?
Yes.
And how does that work? You have a band every...
We have a band every Saturday afternoon.
Every Saturday afternoon?
Every Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
We charge on the door. What we take on the door is what we give to the bands. But this last year or so, it's been going down and down and down, and we've run out of money.
Right, that's not good, is it?
No, you can't do these things without money. So it's basically the bands, all the bands and the artists on the list, they have said they've put this date by.
Yeah.
They're coming along to do it for free, to raise money, to try and keep the club going, because they don't want us to shut down.
Yeah, so this, forgive my ignorance, this is a very well-established blues club, is it?
Yeah, we've been going for 15 years now.
Right.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know, this last year it seems to have dwindled a little bit on entrance, people coming along. So whether they haven't got the money, haven't got the time, can't afford it, I really don't know.
Well, we need to kind of spread the word a bit, don't we, really?
Yeah,
If I wasn't aware of it, and I'm sure that Scott wasn't aware of it either.
No.
Obviously, lots of other people who aren't aware of it, who probably quite like blues music, but...
We still get people turn up that just live in Billericay, which is like 3 miles up the road, and they never knew it was there.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So it's...
So, anyway, coming back to this special day,
yes.
It's a long old day, isn't it? It's from 2 in the afternoon till 10:30 at night.
Yep.
And it's only £15. I mean, that seems very, very good value.
It's mainly
because these bands are doing it for nothing.
Exactly. I mean, it's going to be an even longer day for me and my crew who run the place. We're going to be there from, 10 o'clock in the morning, moving it all out, moving the pool tables out, and then when it all finishes... Probably we'll leave there by about 2 o'clock, something like that.
Yeah, I would imagine that even if people aren't heavily into blues, I mean, there's going to be a good day out anyway, isn't
it? Exactly.
A great experience.
Yeah, it's fabulous.
You know?
I mean, there's a great variety of music. There's some acoustic guys, there's some really strict blues, there's some heavier blues. It's just...
So this is a good... If you don't know much about blues at all, this is actually a good place to start, isn't it? 'Cause
only
£15, you get a chance to see... How many is it? 8 bands altogether?
8, 9, and there's some special guests coming along in the evening. We don't even know who they are yet.
Right.
It depends who the guys can get dragged in.
Yeah.
To it's a bit of jamming at the end, you know, for a couple of hours.
And is it an open air gig or are they?
No, it's inside.
It's all inside.
It's all inside. Yeah.
Okay.
We can't have it outside because otherwise
is that the noise problems
all sorts of licenses and things. Well, no, we are in a farm, but you have to go into licenses and things,
right,
and the police get involved, and we really don't need that, you know. Yeah.
So what sort of what sort of venue is it exactly then that you perform in?
It's it's a social club for the council workers. It's mainly run on darts teams and pool teams. There's a pigeon club goes there once a week. They weren't there. Nothing happened on a Saturday afternoon, so we moved in on a Saturday afternoon, really. We take it over Saturdays till...
So that's your regular weekly gig?
Yes, every Saturday.
So, I mean, we haven't got probably enough time to go through every band that's here,
but
they're from far and wide, you were saying?
Yeah, from all over the place.
Give us an idea of where they're coming from, then.
Right.
Just a few of them, not all of them, perhaps.
Some of them are local, obviously, because they're good mates of mine. Roy Mette, brilliant, brilliant guy. He's doing an acoustic set. He's coming from Southend. Fat Penguins are local, Brentwood, Basildon. Joel Fist, Breakdown, they're from Colchester, Clacton, Colchester and Chelmsford area. Guy Tatori's up London. He's an American guy that lives over here now. Tim Aves and Wolfpack are from Burnham. The Spike Drivers are from up London.
It's
They're from up London.
Yeah.
Ben Tynzak, who runs that, he's American, and the bass player, Constance, is American. Bad Influence, great, great band. They're just doing a duo thing for us.
Yeah.
But there are some... There is Sam Kelly, who's I think he's been voted 5 times best drummer in UK.
All right.
He's going to join them with Spy Austin on bass to make it a full band.
So it ranges from just one man and his guitar.
Exactly.
Up to, what, a four or five piece band, something bigger than that?
Yeah, exactly, five piece.
Yeah, so it's...
You've got Guy Tortora, Roy Metayer doing solos, just acoustic. The others are bands, there is like a five-piece band there. Yeah.
So people turn up at what time is it? 2 o'clock. So, is there anything to drink and eat and stuff?
Oh yeah, the bars open all day.
Okay.
Bars open from about 1 o'clock. We actually open about one. You know, people start coming in about one. The bars open. You can get food there all day. The bars open. We have got a 2 o'clock license if necessary, which I really hope we don't go on that long because I want to get home.
Yeah. So what sort of food have they got there then?
It's just your normal stuff. You can get burgers, sausage sandwich, bacon sandwiches, scampi and chips. I think Murphy, who does the food, and his wife Anne, I think they're going to do something a bit special this week. They might do a curry or something like that, but normal sort of stuff, nothing outlandish.
So it's kind of a fairly chilled out, informal sort of feel there.
There's nothing stressful about it. You just sit back, enjoy it, relax. And do what you want to do, really.
So is it a sit-down job, or are you standing up by the bar, or what sort of a thing is it exactly?
Some seats.
There are some seats, okay.
Not many. Because
it's a long time to be standing up.
Exactly. There are some seats, but you go to a blues gig, you're standing up, you're rocking, you're dancing, there's people dancing and things like that. A proper gig to me is you don't sit down, you stand up all the time.
And you have a few drinks, of course.
Of course, one or two. And we are recording it.
Oh, are you?
Yes, okay. We are recording it. Phil Crisp is coming from Burnham Studios. He's going to record it all.
Yeah.
Produce some CDs, and we're going to sell them afterwards and try and get a bit more money in as well.
Well, look, I hope it goes really well.
Thank you,
I was really impressed by the price, the 15 quid, to see all these bands. And, of course, it's 8.5 hours, if not more than that.
Yeah.
And some names that we don't know about yet who might still turn up.
Yeah.
And it's not at Barleylands Farm. We're having a discussion about this. I obviously got that wrong. It's not Barleylands Farm.
It's at the Barleylands Club, which is in Barleylands Road. It's the council workers' club.
Right.
It's Barleylands Social Club, and we have it Saturday afternoons, but this day we've got it all day. So.
Yeah. And plenty of car parking there?
Oh, yeah. We've got an extended car park. You'd probably get about 300 cars in there if you wanted to.
Oh, well, you might need all those spaces. Who knows after this plug on the radio?
I really hope so, yeah.
Roy, it's lovely to talk to you.
And you.
And, good luck with this event.
Thank you very much indeed.
15 quid, you can't really go very far wrong there if you're listening at the moment.
Yeah.
It's Saturday, 27th of June. It's the Barleylands Club, not the Barleylands Farm.
Yeah.
And it's from 2 till 10:30. Thanks very much indeed for coming.
Thank you very much indeed for having us in. Brilliant.